Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We call it the DDP. It's at least 5 minutes long and sometimes a little longer every day as we journey through different topics, different parts of the Bible. In particular, the last few months, we've been working our way through the great book of Romans, and we are in the fourth chapter. I've had a lot of fun personally, just taking our time, enjoying the journey, looking at this book from different angles with different thoughts and watching what Paul is trying to do. I would highly recommend you pick it up from the very beginning back in, I think, late October, early November. We started the book of Romans and now we are in verse 5 of chapter 4. But to him who does not work but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. It goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Paul's phrase, but to him who does not work, has nothing to do with physical labor in regards to going out and getting a job. It has to do with people working for their righteousness. We know this because he's used Abraham as the example. And he said in verse 4, to him who works, his wages are not grace wages, they are debt wages. You could say that if you are praying, or maybe not even praying it specifically, but approaching God with the mindset that you have done a lot and thus you expect God's going to do some stuff for you. And sometimes we might even literally pray that. I know I can look back on parts of my life where I would have prayed that way and said, Lord, you know, I've been reading my Bible a lot. I've been going to your house. I've been fasting. And I just believe that, Lord, you're going to move on my behalf. What I was really saying was, Lord, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but I've done a bunch of stuff lately, and I think I probably have at least bought some blessings. So when are you going to send them my way? Now, we may not pray that specifically, but sometimes in our attitude, we expect that if we do something, God will do something. And that is a mindset rooted in this world. I've heard people talk about that with all kinds of things, be it prayer or daily devotionals or the tithe, that when I start doing this, then this starts happening. And you could look at anything in your life that was coincidental and try to make it spiritual. That doesn't mean it's grace. So this is not about working for, Christianity is not about working for what we get. It's not about working for our anointing. It's not about working for our blessings. It's not about working, it's not even about working for our God. It's about faith counted for righteousness and then living in that righteousness. It is for freedom you've been set free. It's not to do stuff. Fruit will come out of being who you are. That's part of being who you are. If you're an orange tree, fruit will come out of you. You don't have to stress or worry that maybe apples will come out instead. You are what you are. The fruit of the Spirit comes out in those of us who are resting in the kingdom. The works of the flesh come out of us whenever we are rooted in this kingdom. And when we respond in this kingdom using this kingdom's tactics, we will respond through the works of the flesh. But when we allow the finished work, the grace of God to do his work, the fruit will come out of us. So Paul says in Romans 4:5, to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So when you believe on Christ who justifies the ungodly, this is the opposite of what a lot of us were led to believe. We thought that justification was for the godly. That if you were godly, God would justly look at you as clean because you were doing your best. You were godly. But the Bible has no room for justification for the godly because the Bible has no room for the godly without faith. The moment a man believes on Christ, he's justified. But he's believing in an ungodly state. That tells me this. Ungodly people can have faith. If ungodly people couldn't have faith, they would never be counted justified or righteous. If you had to wait until you had faith in order to be just, or in order to be godly, or you had to wait rather to be godly before you could be justified, but you couldn't get faith because you were godless or ungodly, we'd be in trouble, be the ultimate paradox. But thankfully, justification from the Father comes upon ungodly people who place faith in Christ, which tells me that faith is not some high mountain that you climb and then get to the top of the longer you've been saved, or the more books you've read, or the more time you've spent with God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing about Christ. Ungodly people show faith all the time. Otherwise, they would never be considered godly. And the only way to be godly is to be justified, and the only way to be justified is by faith. To him who does not work but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. We'll get into the Davidic moment starting tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.